Good morning, everyone. This morning, we're reading from Path to Shiva, Lesson 66. Why should we learn a cultural art? It is a great joy to listen to a fine singer or musician, or watch a gifted dancer perform. It is uplifting to see beautiful paintings by a devoted Saiva artist. It is enchanting to hear someone tell a story well. Each song, each art piece or performance is a gift to every devotee who experiences it. Gurudeva encouraged devotees to perfect a form of Saiva art, singing, drama, dance, or a musical instrument. The ideal time to start is in childhood. He also praised the merits of learning a creative skill requiring the use of one's hands, such as pottery, sewing, weaving, painting, gardening, baking, and the building arts. All these talents manifest creative benefits for family and community. There are so many options for each of us. You could learn a form of classical Indian dance. You could learn music such as voice, veena, flute, or drum. You may learn Sanskrit chanting or dramatic storytelling. You could become an expert at weaving flower garlands, writing poems, sculpting, or carpentry. You can create column floor designs and other handmade decorations. You can perfect the art of cooking and prepare delicious prasadam dishes for festivals. Learning an art or skill takes hard work, willpower, and dedication. These are strengths you can apply to everything you do. Each skill or art gives you new ways of uplifting your friends, family, and community. These cultural and creative expressions are fulfilling to you as well. You become an accomplished human being. And if you learn something well, you can teach that skill to others. There are 64 cultural arts or kalas in Hindu tradition. In Saiva Dharma Shastras, Gurudeva offered two contemporary lists, one for girls and one for boys. And Gurudeva's quote, "The Hindu enjoys all the facets of life as transmuted into a religious expression in art. The Hindu's art is a religious art, drawing, painting, and sculpture of the gods, the devas, and the saints of our religion. The music is devotional and depicts the tones of the higher chakras, echoes the voices of the gods, and the dance emulates the movements of the gods." I'll bring out a few points here. First one is, learning an art or skill takes hard work, willpower, and dedication. These are strengths you can apply to everything you do. Said another way, it's easier to concentrate the mind when you're doing something than when you're sitting and meditating. Much harder to concentrate it when you're sitting and meditating. Therefore, focus on improving your concentration in the things that you do. You know, that's a logical thing. Get your concentration as good as you can in what you're doing. So definitely, these type of activities, dancing, music, you have to be so precise for every step or every musical note. It strengthens concentration quite a lot. 64 cultural arts or kalas. Tell a story about kala. There's a kala mandapam in Kuala Lumpur, the Murugan Temple, Scott Rhodes Murugan Temple in Kuala Lumpur. The cultural hall is called Kala Mandapam, so quite often we give presentations there. And oh, I tried a joke once. Not very many people understood it. I said, "This is the Kala Mandapam, but if you find my talk boring, it'll become the Kala Mandapam." So Kala is time, right? And Kala is culture. So if my talk is boring, instead of being kala, it'll be kala, right? It'll seemed like it's taking a long time to get through the talk. Become the Kala, Kala Mandapam from Kala. So a few people got it, but making a joke to a group whose first language isn't English is very difficult. And you have the American accent to deal with too. This is from Gurudev's introduction to the 64 Kalas in the Sarvadharma Shastras that's made reference there. The 64 Kalas are a classical curriculum of sacred sciences, studies, arts, and skills of cultured living listed in various Hindu Shastras. These are among the skills traditionally taught to both genders while emphasizing masculinity in men and femininity in women. Then here are the 64 Kalas for girls as presented in the Malya Academy, followed by Kalas for boys. Gurudeva says, I've updated several of the Kalas for our times. This too is a process of culture, for culture is not unchanging. It does shape itself to the present conditions of life. An important point. The first five Kalas are the same for girls and boys. One, understanding the Nandinada Sutras and living up to them. Two, studying the Tirukkural to acquire the qualities, in this case, of the noble woman. Three, perfecting Hatha Yoga. Four, singing. Five, playing the tambura and cymbals. Then I'm not going to read all 64, that would be too tedious, but going to do seven more. For girls, dancing is six. Seven, artwork, painting. Eight, decorating the forehead with religious insignia. Nine, jewelry crafting. 10, decorating the bed with flowers. 11, application of perfume to the body. 12, art of bed making. And we have some for the boys. 6, Atmarta puja performance. 7, artwork painting. 8, decorating the forehead with religious insignia. 9, pottery crafting. 10, structuring an office. 11, office management. 12, art of negotiation. Gives a sense of how Gurudeva updated them for current times. That in terms of culture, we have a nice definition in our Mind Academy lexicon to contrast it. The opposite of culture is crude, raw, not prepared or refined, lacking grace, tact or taste, uncultured. Development or refinement of intellect, emotions, interests, manners and tastes. The ideals, customs, skills and arts of a people or group that are transmitted from one generation to another. Culture is refined living that arises in a peaceful, stable society. Hindu culture arises directly out of worship in the temples. The music, the dance, the art, the subtleties of mannerisms and interaction between people all have their source in the humble devotion to the Lord, living in the higher spiritual nature grounded in the security of the immortal self within. And then Gurudeva makes a statement about culture. Sadhana allows us to live in the refined and cultured soul nature rather than in the outer instinctive or intellectual spheres. So that's the deepest way of looking at culture for a Hindu, is it's an expression of the soul nature. Whereas crudeness would be an expression of instinct coupled with some intellect. So the more we refine, the more we express our soul nature in our actions, the more cultured we are from a Hindu point of view. One of the types of articles I enjoy reading are when we put in articles from dancers in Hinduism today. They always talk about, you know, they've been practicing dance for so many years, probably 10 years or more, how it's brought them closer to the deity. It's a very interesting idea that dance is not an expression of emotion. It's a form of worship, really. It's just like performing puja, but it's done in a different way. So through their practice of dance over the years, they've gotten closer to God. Oh, very, very interesting to read about that in the lives of people, because they weren't that religious when they started, and it just kind of drew them to a sense of being closer to God. So that's my first point here. Dancing, singing, musical instruments can take you closer to the deity. And then, said another way, bring you temporarily into the consciousness of the higher chakras. That's another way of saying the same thing. So it's a temporary way of uplifting yourself into the higher chakras. So in our teachings, we call the first higher chakra experiencing the fourth dimension. So I'll read about the fourth dimension. This is the last topic here. From the vantage point of the fourth dimension, we can view the building of emotional involvements within the third dimension, observing the workings of the emotional and intellectual units of ourselves and others. From this detachment, we gain the ability to dissolve confusions, conflicts, and the various and varied entanglements that are encountered daily. In the fourth dimension, the first glimmer of inner light within the head is seen. It is usually a pale, moon-like glow seen at the top of the head. This dimension gives us a mountaintop consciousness that looks over, in, and through everything and gives the facility to enjoy and participate fully in the world while knowing at all times exactly where we are in the mind. Then it gets more closer to what we were talking about. Artists are in the fourth dimension. Each time you design or created anything, you are bringing the beauty of the within through your nerve system into manifestation. It is a beautiful place to be, and you can be there all of the time by feeling the power of your spine. The minute you feel that radiant energy in the spine, you are disconnected from the third dimension and soar into the fourth. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.